Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. Perseverance can be really tricky to teach your students. One of my favorite ways to teach social-emotional skills is through picture books. Now, you know I love books if you've been around for a while, but I think that they are so crucial for those SEL skills, especially in the classroom. Students can see their favorite characters going through difficult situations before they are faced with them in their own life. And they can see what those characters do and how they come out on the other side, and it gives them hope. It gives them guidance without maybe sometimes that lecture from an adult to do this, don't do that. But giving them that storyline helps them internalize those SEL skills. And perseverance is such a big one, especially as we're ending the year and things are getting harder for students. They're starting to drag their feet and getting ready for summer break. Or especially if it's testing season, it's hard to persevere through that. So I have a collection of books all about some favorite characters who persevere in different situations, and you'll be able to share these with your class and encourage them to persevere as well. Now, let's jump into those books. This first one I have would be great for a younger crowd. This one is called Together We Ride by Valerie Bowling. I think it's a relatively new book. This one has very, very minimal words. It's not a wordless picture book, but a lot of the story is told through the illustrations where there's only 2 to 3 words on each page. And it's about a young girl learning to ride a bike. This is something I can guess that a majority of your students have gone through or are going through, especially if you have younger students at this time, and something that you definitely need perseverance for. It's really tricky to learn how to ride a bike without failing many times beforehand. And that's what we see in this book. The father's encouraging the daughter to continue to practice to learn how to ride a bike, even though she might fall, she might stumble, but in the end, it's so worth it. So not only is this book about a great book about perseverance, but about finding those who can help you, who will cheer you on as you're trying to conquer this thing that is difficult. And a lot of the emotions that you'll go through, the anticipation, the excitement, the frustration, and then that ultimate feeling of being proud when you finally accomplish that challenging task. A great book, especially for younger students, about persevering. Next, we have one of my favorite books, and I've known I've shared it on here before. This one is The Most Magnificent Thing by Ashley Spires. In this story, a young girl has this idea. Now, we all know our students are creative and have these ideas, and she wants to make this idea come to life. However, what's in her mind is not coming out the way she wants in real life with the thing that she's creating. And it fails, and it fails again. And she gets frustrated. She wants to give up, but she doesn't. She perseveres. This is a great book for students because there are some silly parts to it, but your students will understand all of her feelings that she's going through. That frustration when something doesn't work, that wanting to give up. And again, that feeling of being proud of something that you accomplish once you get it just right or almost just right in the end. And this is important for students to understand that in order to accomplish that challenging thing, in order to persevere, you are going to hit those stumbling blocks. You are going to fail, but that's just going to make it better in the end. A lot of times students and even adults want to get it just right the first time. This helps students understand that that's not how it works. That in order to be creative and to step out of your comfort zone, that you should that you are going to fail, that you things aren't going to go exactly to plan. And sometimes you need to change what that plan looks like in order to achieve that final goal. The Most Magnificent Thing is a great book to add to your collection for teaching students about perseverance. This next one is a very powerful book. I would definitely recommend it, especially for older students. This one is called The Undefeated by Kwame Alexander, and it has amazing illustrations by Kadir Nelson as well. It's a powerful, powerful book about the way African Americans have shaped, have persevered, and responded to events in history. It highlights that unspeakable trauma of slavery, of that faith and fire of the civil rights movement, and that grit, that passion, that perseverance of some of the world's greatest heroes. And I know that it will definitely inspire meaningful conversations with your students about the things that these people went through. And it also includes some extensive back matter to help your students better understand the concepts, the issues that are addressed through this story. So another great book to add to your collection about perseverance. On a lighter note, we have a fun one. This one is called Flight School by Lita Judge. In this story, a young penguin doesn't exactly have the right body for flying, but in his soul, he feels like he should fly like an eagle. So he's eager to enroll in flight school and find out what it takes to really soar high above the clouds. And he's not discouraged when it doesn't quite work out. The other birds in the flight school see this determination and want to help him out. And so they do what it takes to help him succeed, to help him finally fly. Your students will really love this persevering penguin who never gives up, who tries his best to achieve that dream that he has, even though it seems impossible. Another book I have about persevering is A Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams. This is one of my favorite books. In this story, a young girl lives with her mom and her grandmother, and one day they come home and a fire has burned down their apartment. And through the help of family and community and neighbors, they are able to kind of rebuild their lives, and they get the things that they need. They get tables and dishes and pots and pans. But one thing that they don't have is a nice comfy chair. So throughout this story, the young girl, the mom, and the grandmother all work really hard to save all of their coins in a big jar so that they can get this special comfy chair for them to relax in at the end of the day. And your students will see that jar of coins fill up, and it's slow progress. Those little pieces of coins add up, add up, add up until it's finally full. And they'll celebrate with this family when they finally are able to get that comfy chair and see them succeed in achieving this goal. And see how that they work through and take the time to make this goal happen. It's something that they can connect with, saving your money for something special, something that they really want. Another great book about persevering that you can read aloud in your classroom. Next we have When Langston Dances by Kaya Langley. This book is about a boy who, after seeing a dance company, he longs to dance. He starts to twirl through the streets and then decides to join a dance class where he's the only boy in the class. And he realizes that people are telling him that boys don't do ballet. They don't dance that way. But he doesn't give up. Even though these people are discouraging him, he perseveres and he continues to dance the way that he wants to dance, this thing that brings him joy. And then with his neighborhood finally cheering him on, will he actually achieve his dream? You'll have to read this book with your students to find out and see how Langston perseveres in this book. Up next, we have another favorite of mine. This one is called Drum Dream Girl, How One Girl's Courage Changed Music. This one is by Margarita Engel. So long ago on an island, there was a rule that girls cannot be drummers. But in this city filled with music, this young girl longs to contribute, to be a part of it. She wants to drum like the other people she sees and she hears. And so she starts to do it in secret. She becomes the drum dream girl. And eventually, as she is continuing to beat her own drum and she's eventually allowed to do it and to share her music with others. This book is inspired by a Chinese African Cuban girl who broke Cuba's traditional taboo against female drummers and how she persevered and was able to achieve this dream of hers. Definitely an inspiring story for musicians or anyone who's told that they can't do something. A great story to share with your students. And another book that I have is Amazing Grace by Mary Hoffman. In the story, Grace's favorite thing to do is act in plays. She loves to perform and act out her favorite stories. So when her school decides to put on a production of Peter Pan, Grace wants to be Peter. But her friends tell her that she can't because Peter is a boy and he is not black. But her grandmother, however, shows Grace that she can do anything she wants as long as she puts her mind to it. And it just so happens that Grace makes a wonderful Peter Pan in the school play. Another story about persevering and overcoming those obstacles that other people put in front of you and truly doing that thing that brings you joy, the thing that you love, even if it hasn't been done before, or even if others say that you can't do it. And I have activities to go along with Drum Dream Girl as well as Amazing Grace that you can use in your classroom to help your students understand what it means to persevere and how that can help them so much in their lives going forward. I'll be back next week with more read aloud tips and book ideas that you can use in your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.